tonight. We're going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 30 tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Praise God. We good up there? PowerPoint. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 30, verse number 11, we'll start there. For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Amen. And tonight, as we're looking at the power of the word, first thing we want to start here is he says in the scripture text, the word is nigh unto thee. In other words, he's planted the word in our minds. He's planted the conscience between right and wrong. You know, sometimes when I think thoughts and I know they're wrong, I know what's right and I know what's wrong, but sometimes in our state, we go ahead and follow through with the thoughts even though we know it's wrong. So first thing we're going to look at is the mind. And, you know, we're looking at the renewal of the mind. The word renews our mind. You know, we know in Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The renewing of our mind comes by the word of God. Amen? So first we're going to look at the renewal in Ephesians chapter 4. The renewal of our minds. The word of God says in verse 22. He says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man. When I was a sailor, I talked like a sailor, but I'm changing my conversation, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen? That's your thoughts, your thought life, your reign of your thought life. Amen? The spirit of the mind. We're looking at the renewal of the mind. We remind ourselves that the mind and the righteousness of who we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 16, the word of God says this. He says, for who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. So our mind's been renewed. Amen. We're putting on the new man after righteousness. Whose righteousness do we have? Jesus Christ. So we have the mind of Christ. Amen. So in other words, as a child of God, you and I, the word is nigh to us, it's close to us because it's in our mind. You know, the Bible says out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks, but the mouth doesn't speak without the mind putting words out. My heart can't speak. Can your heart speak? My heart doesn't talk. Yes. Yeah. My heart sends a thought, or the core of my being sends a thought to my mind. My mind sends a signal which I speak. Amen. So he's saying, first off, we have the renewed mind. We have the renewal. We have the righteous mind. So let's look at the new realm. The realm in Hebrews chapter 8. The writer of Hebrews says this in verse number 10. He says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds." I will put their laws in my laws in their mind, and I'll write them in their hearts. And I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Amen? So in other words, we have the mind of Christ, where our mind has been renewed. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This renewed mind is righteous because we have the mind of Christ. All right? And that puts us in a whole new realm. You know, the realm of the mind. And when I look at this, you know, he says, "And unto your mind and to their mouth," because what you think on, half the time some of our thoughts we should just keep and shut up and bury the thoughts, but sometimes our thoughts come out and we send words out. He says, "In thy mouth." The mouth is the second place. And it's so important that what comes out of our mouth is the truth. What is the truth? His word, it is truth. Amen? You know, so our words should align with God's word. So we're looking at the truth. If you look at Proverbs chapter 8, are you with me? The word of God says this in verse number 6. "Hear, listen. For I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them." Amen. So in other words, if I'm allowing the Spirit of God that we have as children of God to guide and direct me, amen, I have a renewed mind, I'm thinking differently, I'm not thinking like I used to think, I'm thinking differently, I'm not thinking with the flesh, I'm thinking with the Spirit, okay? I recognize who I am, I'm a righteousness of Jesus Christ, I'm the image of Jesus, amen? And there's a realm of my thinking which controls the words that I speak, amen? We say it many times, and we say it, life and death are in the power of the tongue, than they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And what he was saying is our minds, our minds have to be transformed and renewed. Amen? Or we still say the same old things. You know? So secondly, we have the truth, and then we have the trust. The trust. In Romans chapter 10, in verse number 8, the word of God says, "And what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach." Amen? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're being renewed in our minds. We're the righteousness of Christ. We're operating a new realm. With our mouth, we're speaking the truth. We speak the truth because we trust God and his word. If we come outside of it, we don't trust him, we'll never speak the word. We'll always feed the problem and settle the resolve. Hello? Sometimes we feed the problem, and God wants to put out the fire. See, he says when we speak the truth and we trust him at his word, then we triumph. We have the triumph. We have the victory. Amen? So Isaiah 55, verse number 10. The word of God says this, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. He says, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. When? Why? When I'm walking in the truth and I'm trusting Lord, and all of a sudden I'm walking and operating in victory and triumph. Amen? So we have the mind, our mind, according to Deuteronomy 30 in our text tonight. It has to be renewed. We recognize who we are. We have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We recognize the realm of the mind. Amen? So that with our mouth, we speak the truth. We speak the truth because we trust God in His Word. And because we trust God in His Word, we triumph and we have victory. Amen? Anybody getting it? Thirdly, we have the motive. The motive. It says, out of the heart. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Word of God says in verse number 5, He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And when I look at that, he says the word's everywhere, you know. And we're talking about, out of Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, secondly, we have the standing. And the standing is in Matthew chapter 12. Jesus is speaking. He says in verse 34. He says, O generation of vipers, how can we, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, when I'm reading that and I'm seeing what Jesus says, how important are our words? I mean, Jesus makes it clear, okay? He said, hey, guard your mouth. Guard your mouth. Make sure you're speaking the truth, you're speaking out of trust, and you'll be walking in triumph. Amen? Because He's laid the word inside us. And we know when we're saying something right and we're saying something wrong. But we're saying, all of a sudden you'll say, oh, well, I'm going to just say it anyway. Hello? And what is that? That's rebelling against the Lord. Hello? And what does He say when I do that? Oh, generation of vipers. You're snakes. You're biting people. You're bringing in poison into their bloodstreams by the words that we speak. Amen? I don't think people realize, as children of God, we need to realize how important and how valuable our words are. Amen? Amen? And so many times, let me say this. Jesus said He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. And we believe God's stripes have healed our bodies and our minds and our souls and our spirits. Stop speaking into the sickness and speak into the healing. Because out of the abundance of the mouth, well, these are the words you're speaking. In other words, you're denying God and His Word. Hello? I had an opportunity to wait on James yesterday. James served me coffee and donuts. No, we worked in the basement yesterday. And James, he does that every day, but I don't do that every day. And, so last night, I could feel it. And then when I went to the park this morning, I could still feel it. I could feel it in my lower back. I could feel it in my, and for being on the concrete all day, I could feel it. And I was sitting there complaining when I was wrong to the Lord. Lord, you're my healer. And he said, well, speak to it. Hello? So I spoke to it. Amen? And the pain went away. The pain subsided. But the Lord also reminded me that I'm not the youngest kid on the block either. He tells me I'm supposed to be wise. He says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, right? Sometimes I go past my limit, and I was sharing with John, and James shared with me how I wouldn't have lasted with him for a whole half a day today. He was real tall today. He operated as a really tall construction worker. We might have had something to do with the stilts he was on. Popcorn. So, the speaking, look with me in Colossians chapter 3. The word of God says this, in verse 16, he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You know, in our text tonight, he said, but the word is very nigh unto thee. It's in your mind and in your mouth and in your heart. Amen. He said that thou mayest do it. In other words, it's just like applying paint to the wall. If you never take the brush and apply it to the wall is never going to be transformed. And unless we apply the word to our lives, there's never going to be a transformation. I love that in Joel 3:14, it says, multitudes and multitudes and the valley of decision. The Lord is near to them in the valley of decision. In other words, why did I put that there? Because the Lord is saying to you and I tonight through the power of his word that, hey, we have the mind of Christ. Amen? That we got to guard our mouths. And we have to operate with the proper motives. Amen? God's called us to be blessers. Amen? And not cursers. Amen? Anybody have any questions or anything? And somebody say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen? So can we all just stand? Thank you, Lord. Give up their hands to heaven. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for every one of your servants that are in the room, Father God, that you called each and every one of us by name, and you have plans and purposes for each and every one of us, Father God. Father, as your word went forth, Father God, may it penetrate our minds, Father God, our hearts, Lord Jesus. Father God, as you have spoken to us tonight through your word, Father God, that you've sowed your word into us for purpose and for reason, Father God, that we can follow you and we become the image of Christ, Father God. We're being transformed every day, Father God, by the renewing of our mind. Help us, Father God, to be sensitive to your leading and to your guidance. You've given us the Spirit of God to guide us and to direct us. So, Father, we can't do anything about the words in our past that have been spoken, but we bind them words that did not have your signature on them, and we bind them and we chain them and we send them to the pits of hell, Father God. And we speak words of life, Father God. Father, help us, Father God, to see the positive and not the negative, to see the light, not the darkness, to see the health and not and the well-being, Father God. Lord Jesus, your word says without vision we perish, Father God. Give us a fresh vision for our lives. Give us a fresh vision for ministry, Father God. Give us a fresh vision for our walk with you, Father God. So we will not walk aimlessly, but we'll walk with purpose, Father God. So I praise you and give you glory, Father God, for each and every one that's gathered here. I pray your blessings upon them. I pray you bless the food we're about to eat and the time of fellowship together. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hug one another. Love one another.